Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News, folks, a lot going on today. Moments ago, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had to be escorted away from the cameras after freezing in the middle of his opening remarks in his weekly leadership press conference.
Oh, man. Did you see this?
So awful.
This is it was upsetting to watch. It was bizarre. So they do this weekly press conference, right? Because he's the minority leader in the Senate. And, you know, he and a bunch of other senators get there. John Barrasso, John Thune, Joni Ernst was there. And they're just, you know, they're kind of around him in the Capitol. And he starts to give him, you know, just the standard whatever has been going on.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're on a path to finishing the NDAA. This week has been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
and he just stops and he's frozen. He's like gripping onto the podium, staring blankly into space, not doing or saying anything. And eventually people are like, hey, are you okay? You know?
Are you good?
Joni Ernst is asking, John Barrasso is asking, are you okay?
Anything else you want to say? Just go back to your office.
Just go back to your office?
Do you want to say anything else to the press?
And he doesn't answer. Do you want to say anything else to the press?
I'll take it back.
And he kind of like...
Go ahead, John.
Just sort of helps him, and they're all like, what? And then John Thune steps up.
So this is the... we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the IRA. And, of course, if you look at the...
So he's just... It was,
yeah,
wow. I mean, I have no idea what happened. I don't pretend to know. I'm certainly no medical expert. There seemed to be a lot of, you know, speculation, but he just froze, completely locked up is what it looked like to me, and couldn't continue, couldn't function whatsoever. NBC, who was covering it, said...
He did come back minutes later to answer some questions. Do we know what happened?
Not yet. And he did come back and spoke with reporters, was able to take questions.
Yeah, a couple of minutes later, he went to his office, came back. A reporter asked him, you know, hey, can you tell us what happened?
Could you address what happened at the start of the press conference? And was it related to your injury from earlier this year where you suffered a concussion? Is that...
No, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
You're fine. You're fully able to do your job.
Mr. Leader, can I just get your...
Just, yeah, all good. We're going on. We're pretending like it didn't happen. So... I mean, he's what, 81? 81, right? The president's 80?
I think so.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, this is an age where,
right?
And he had the concussion from earlier when he fell.
Oh,
you
I
know,
forgot
earlier this
about
year.
That.
Yeah.
Right, right.
He did make a, what was the, he actually made a joke. I don't have the audio of this. I think it might not have been something he said on camera, but he made the joke to somebody when they asked him what happened. He says, the president called to check on me and I told him I got sandbagged. Because remember when Biden tripped on stage,
right,
and then
right,
it was over,
yeah,
one of those,
yeah,
sandbags that was holding the mics down or whatever.
Aww.
So, I mean, it's good to know he's, you
he
know.
He said he's back and he has,
right,
his wits about him and stuff. But,
yeah,
I was scared watching that. That hurt my heart.
Yeah, so it's just, I'm obviously praying for him and hoping the best for him. But, you know, it's the kind of thing you watch. You're like, good Lord, wow. And can I make this kind of side note just a little bit? You know, right now we're in a writer's strike. And that means there's no late night TV on?
Yes.
Thank
God.
Thank
I know.
Goodness.
I know. I said the same thing.
Because my first thought was, oh my God, I hope he's okay. Pray for him. You know, whatever. And obviously age and health kind of concerns. And then my second thought was, oh my God, what's Fallon going to say? Oh, he won't be. You know, what's, yeah, Kimmel or and Fallon would maybe be tactful about it and funny. But, you know, Kimmel and Colbert would be ruthless because they would be. And they're not on the air. So, Good. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look around. Again, not seeing any accidents. Just slow on 90, like it has been. And I think they're still doing paving. It's on both east and west of Klondike on Mobile Highway and Highway 90, just south of Premier Gutter. It doesn't look like a stop or an accident. It looks like a slowdown. So that might be, they might just be rerouting you. If you have traffic tips, though, please let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join Pensacola Habitat for Humanity as they discuss their mission of building homes, communities, and hope. Learn about special upcoming events and programs designed to improve our community and bring much-needed relief for those in need. Discover ways to volunteer and donate to enhance lives of so many in the community. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
It's your mom, dude.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottle whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say? When I'm gone.
Also get questions about the new station on Bower Road. Now, for everyone's awareness, we've been working on this for years, and you know, there's a triangle piece of property almost directly across the street where the former Station 20 was, and it's owned by the United States Navy. We're working on a swap, but what is the latest and greatest on that issue? Wes, have we figured out what they want in exchange for that yet?
They want an easement over a piece of property that we own, which we're more than happy to give them. So we've been in those communications. We've told them, hey, absolutely, we're happy to give you an easement. And so, we're communicating with them every week, dealing with the federal government and the Navy, because sometimes it can be a little slow in our eyes. And but we are still driving hard. We are still pushing.
I think that's hilarious. Wes Moreno, County Administrator for Escambia County, they're talking with Jeff Bergosh on his Coffee with the Commissioner yesterday about the Bower Road Fire Station. Sometimes the Navy is not the fastest moving decision maker in the universe. And I'm thinking, you know, it's bad when, like, the county government is complaining about your pace of decision making. That's not good. They're kind of ready and waiting to go.
We have already purchased the apparatus that's going to go there. And we've already done some site assessments. And mm-hmm. we are we're ready to push forward and drive as hard as we can, but we just gotta complete the transaction.
Yeah, get the transaction done, and you know, then we can, you know, start to build and do the thing. And it should go up pretty quickly, I would expect, because it's a modular, so it wouldn't take that long. In fact, I mean, depending on how soon the Navy gets it done, maybe that could, this is not accurate, I bet that it wouldn't be done before the Beulah Fire Station, but, you know, could be done fast. Also, we learned from Eric Gilmore yesterday, Director of Public Safety, about something that I hadn't known about. They remember the storms we had a couple of weeks ago, the really bad storms with all the lightning everything?
A couple of weeks ago, we had those bad storms roll through, and we took several lightning strikes to our tower systems. And we were...
By the way, Eric's from the North End. That's tower systems, he said. I love Eric to death. Not tire systems, but just FYI, you know, in case you're wondering.
Tire systems. And we were down. Our communications was down. We couldn't send tones. We had certain channels that were down. So that's a major issue for us. And not only does it affect us, it affects the Sheriff's Office and PBD, Pensacola Police Department, because their dispatchers go through our core here at Public Safety. So they're on the same tower system. But those guys went out there. Andrew got with CES, and they went out there and immediately identified the problem, resolved to put it, you know, temporarily fix, found a solution to get us back up and running within a couple of hours. So, you know, just the hard work and dedication those guys have to make sure that public safety is up and running and do what it's supposed to be doing. Just want to shout out to my comm staff back there.
So according to public safety, the radio infrastructure that they use took a hit during the late Friday afternoon storm. Several lightning strikes and a microwave path were blown out of alignment. Everything was back up on Friday, but with limited backups, and the path was still out. Sunday, one of the channel units was reset. Friday completely failed, which caused a lack of connection to the core. So they were able to limp along on backups until they got it replaced. They're now 100% up except for the path, but still have limited backups and multiple parts being overnighted and a tower crew being scheduled. So fairly significant, you know, like, obviously, they're still limping along doing okay, but not everything is back to 100%. 622 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, seeing reports that the Taliban is enforcing a ban on beauty salons in Afghanistan.
A nationwide ban was enforced Tuesday after a one-month deadline expired for owners to close their beauty parlors. The ban puts roughly 12,000 salons run by women out of business and puts about 60,000 Afghan women out of work. The Taliban claims the services the salons were offering are forbidden by Islam. A ministry spokesperson claimed plucking eyebrows and implanting hair were against Islamic law. I'm Michael Kastner.
And apparently, a Travis Scott concert, this is kind of odd, that was scheduled to be at the Pyramids of Egypt, has been canceled. Organizer Live Nation Middle East says that complex production issues are going to keep that show from taking place. It was kind of criticized a bit by the Egyptian musicians syndicate that said it contradicted the identity of Egyptian culture. And Andrew, seeing some good news today. Former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed expected to make a full recovery after he was wounded while fighting in Ukraine.
All right, good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 624. Oh, this is kind of a update on a story that we had brought you back in March. Remember we talked about we had David Weber on the show. He's the owner of Milton Skate World. And they were building this speed track, outdoor speed track, right across
the
street.
That's right.
Really, when it's completed, it'll be a first of its kind facility in the United States. Like, nobody else has this. And they were in the finalists. They were running in the running to be the finalists for USA speed skating. That's roller skating, okay, or inline skating. We're not talking about ice skating. It's outdoors, just in case, you know, you may not know. First of its kind, they were in the running to be the host of the USA Nationals. They will host world competitions. You know what I mean? This is a world-class facility. This is in Milton. Just, you know. You don't think about maybe some of the stuff that, I mean, think about some of the stuff we have here. I mean, it's not just, you know, NAS Pensacola and the Blue Angels, but, you know, American Magic is here, you know, right? We have IHMC is here. I mean, you know,
isn't
right?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
You know, and we're going to have this one-of-a-kind speed skate facility in Milton when it's done. And they just posted pictures yesterday that man, it's kind of amazing where it's at. And it looks completely different than what I was expecting, because when I had seen it on my bike rides, it just kind of looked like a concrete oval with some, you know, the very preliminary they would put arena state seating around it. Oh, man, this looks amazing. It looks like all of the sherbet ice creams exploded together.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But it's like bright blue, the track is, with you know, green and
looks
pink
like a beautiful
interiors.
Epoxy paint pour.
That's exactly what it is. It's this epoxy, you know, painted epoxy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So anyway, I can't wait. I mean, people will be coming here from Italy to skate there.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, they already, people from around the world train here. I know people from around the country train here with him already. But this is, it's just a cool thing. Yeah.
And it's gorgeous.
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not seeing much. Taking a look in Milton. Milton looks fine. The only problem I'm seeing is just very slow on Highway 90. It's south of the Equestrian Center. It's both sides of Klondike Road on Highway 90, that is, Mobile Highway. But it looks like it's just eastbound now at this point. So caution wherever you are. It doesn't show an accident. But if you know different, or again, if you have a traffic tip, let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Small note, but for those of you who remember, last year around this time, we had a sort of a major life event in the McKay household. Anybody remember? Anybody?
Was it puppies?
We made some puppies. That's right. We bred our miniature. She's like right on the line between a miniature and a toy, Australian Shepherd. And we bred her and had puppies. We had there were four, and one passed away, and we almost lost really two other ones.
Right.
I mean,
and
breeding puppies
your wife.
Yeah, and my wife saved the life. We had one puppy that had gotten stuck in the birth canal for like a half hour, wasn't breathing. Like, my wife worked on this puppy for, I don't know, a half hour to an hour. I was sure she was going to die, absolutely sure. And she turned out to be the one we kept. Like, she's a man. We named her Blue Angel, which is kind of a local Blue Angel, but she's a Blue Merle, which means that she's colored gray and white and brown and black, right. And she's really cool looking. But also because, like, angel, like, you know, kind of a divine thing that she's alive. And then we sold the other two. And yesterday was birthday.
Aww.
So we had we'd gotten in touch with the owners of the other puppies, one of them's named. We had named it Copper. That was the one that looked like Gizmo from the Gremlins, mm-hmm. and had a blue eye and a green eye. And they renamed him Pogo because he jumps so much. And that's true. The whole family, they're all you know, Australian jumping beans,
right?
Really. And then Riley is the black tri. That's black and white and brown, and she went to a great family. Honestly, like, I don't want to, I mean, you know, dogs can't understand this, but I don't want to tell Blue Angel, like, you know, these families are pretty good. We found really good homes for them. And, you know, one of them was texting me, yeah, whenever we feed Pogo, he's always spoiled. He gets, like, steak and, you know, mixed in with his food. And I'm like, shh, you're going to make her jealous. So anyway.
Aww, that's great.
That was real. It's just a neat thing, you know. So that's our 365-day pup date. The puppies are doing great, and they're off with their other families. And, oh, man, you know, it's funny because I did not want to get rid of Pogo. Like, I was attached. Yeah. I mean, I cried when we sold him because, you know.
Hard.
There were good reasons why we did. Seeing his picture again, I'm like,
I know, you miss your old pets.
Oh yeah, but no, Blue is fantastic. I mean, I love her. She's a lap sitter and a licker and a, you know, all of that stuff. In fact, have we ever brought her? I don't think we brought her.
You brought one in.
Yeah, a long time ago.
It bit me.
Right, fair.
Remember that? You're like, don't yell at Candy. And I was like, it's not the first time I've been bit in the face by a dog this year.
Oh, man. It's 6:49 here on News Radio 92.3. I feel so awkward now.
No. It's okay. I always stick my face in dogs' faces.
So I never did tell you, like, we haven't had a chance to do it. I don't know why, but never told you about our vacation when we went to Jacksonville area.
Oh,
we did some really cool stuff. My wife is great at finding neat stuff to do. And in Florida, there is so much neat stuff to do. One thing we did is, you ever heard of these bioluminescents?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
So it's by Canaveral, and we, you know, you go there at like midnight, okay, and you get out in a kayak, and you're kayaking around, and when you put the paddle in the water turns blue for just a quick second.
Right.
Like bright blue. And I'm thinking, well, this is really cool, and we're, you know, it's dark, and you're out paddling with this group, and, you know, Canaveral is on this is when they were going to do a SpaceX launch, too, so we thought we were going to get bioluminescence
and
a space
launch.
Oh, yeah, man. So we're paddling around, and it's really, really neat. And then he takes us to a place where the mullet are swimming. And so you see, like, lightning blue strikes all over the place, and they will jump. And we even got one in the boat inside the kayak.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had to, like, turn on my light on my phone to get this fish out of the boat in the middle of the night. At a kayak, out of the middle of the night, and then they're swimming around. It was amazing
fun.
That's
awesome.
I'm telling you, if you ever have a chance to do it, do it. It's way cooler than I expected it to be. So that's my my Florida tourism ad for the moment.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A federal judge tells Hunter Biden we need to get this right for now rejecting his plea deal with federal prosecutors. So he pleads not guilty to misdemeanor tax charges. There's also a felony gun charge.
Prosecutors had recommended 2 years of probation on that charge in the form of a pretrial diversion program. But the judge repeatedly questioned the constitutionality of that agreement, saying it was unclear whether it protected Hunter Biden from future charges, since the U.S. attorney has said the investigation is ongoing into Hunter's overseas business dealings.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Wilmington, Delaware. There's been a military coup in Niger.
We condemn any effort to seize power by force.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken there. Niger's foreign minister says that President Mohamed Bazoum is being held in the presidential palace with his family. There's a curfew in place and borders are closed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3, 78 degrees right now. Partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. There's now video showing the suspect in that downtown machete attack being tased by a Pensacola police officer. That video obtained by Channel 3 from a witness, and in it there you hear the sound of the machete dropping to the ground being kicked away by an officer. That's after 19-year-old Andrew Ryder was tased. He's charged with attempted homicide after allegedly hitting a man in the head with the machete at the Old Hickory Whiskey Bar Sunday night. That video has been shared to the News Radio 92.3 Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. Escambia County's public safety director saying staffing levels at Escambia Fire Rescue aren't at 100% right now, but he does say they're in better shape than they were a year ago. Eric Gilmore says right now they're down about 8 people due to retirements and promotions. He says 2 firefighters did recently complete the cadet program. They're now in fire stations, and additional help will be on the way in the next few months.
Right now in the budget, we've got 21 additional firefighters so far approved in our budget cycle. So October 1, we can hire 21 additional more to help, put some more guys in houses out in the county to help us out with staffing level.
And they're also looking for a new fire chief after Jason Cantrombone resigned last month. Gilmore says it's been busy for firefighters just in the last few weeks. They've had to deal with 9 different structure fires. Police in Crestview investigating after a fatal motorcycle crash yesterday. 23-year-old Jay Pace was thrown from a motorcycle after hitting a vehicle crossing North Fairdon Boulevard. Police say in the moments before that crash, Pace had been accelerating rapidly and doing illegal wheelies. Another motorcyclist riding with Pace was not involved in the crash. Officers say alcohol or drugs were not thought to be a factor. A man's going to be charged after being shot during a dispute with his parents. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says that happened yesterday just after 6 o'clock. Deputies say the man had gone to his parents' house intoxicated, asking them for money. After a dispute, the father said he was in fear for his safety. Deputies say he fired a shot at his son's hip. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment. Deputies say he will be charged after he's released from the hospital. The suspect's identity and possible charges have not been released. Governor Ron DeSantis is defending Florida's Black history educational standards.
You now have people like Kamala Harris trying to perpetuate a hoax saying that these African American history scholars, many of whom were Black, some of them who descended from slaves, are creating a curriculum saying it was good. Are you kidding me?
And that from a meeting in Orlando yesterday. The governor says Florida's teaching all Black history in its schools, the good, the bad, and the ugly, including injustices like slavery. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Not a lot. There usually isn't this time of day. But again, still watching that slowdown on Highway 90. That's Mobile Highway. Both sides of Klondike, it looks like, but it is eastbound. Slow there, unless it's like the world's new slowest light. I don't know what else it would be, but and it might be doing paving like they've been doing, just moving down that road. So if you have traffic tips, by all means, of course, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine through the morning hours. 20% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. We're going to be seeing a very similar day for your Friday with plenty of sunshine in the morning, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon, high near 93 degrees. Stay connected to the WEAR news team. Download the WEAR TV weather app today. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, it is sunny and 79 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Justice Department and EPA are investigating the potential health and environmental risks stemming from a sprawling network of toxic lead-sheathed telecom cables across the U.S. The Wall Street Journal says the Justice Department's civil inquiry focuses partly on whether telecom companies had knowledge of the potential risks to their workers and future environmental impact when they left behind the lead cables. A journal investigation recently revealed AT&T, Verizon, and other telecom companies have left behind more than 2,000 toxic lead cables on poles, under waterways, and in the soil across the country. Major automakers have revealed plans to create an unprecedented new charging network joint venture across North America in a bid to make driving electric vehicles even more attractive for millions of customers. The project, coordinated by BMW, GM, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, Mercedes-Benz, and Stellantis, aims to have 30,000 chargers installed in the U.S. and Canada. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It was a beautiful day. The sun beat
good bit of time last night just kind of looking at the rendering and also reading through the contract. They're requesting quite a few amendments to the master plan, or there some adjustments to it. So I think that the board and you and our county planning staff and the attorney is going to have to look at that. You know, one of the things that I understand that necessitated the way we structured this deal, Wes, was the Live Local Act. You know, the legislature passed. A lot of folks may not necessarily know the way it was presented was it was going to help with the affordability of housing. But as a practical matter, the implication was that any commercially zoned property in the state could immediately, the day after purchase, be developed into high density apartments, and the local governments were powerless to prevent it. The state totally preempted our ability. And that was the genesis for the reason why the county pulled back the 240 acres of OLFA.
Yeah, and by the way, I really appreciate Commissioner Bragash explaining that, because even I had not realized that that was the nature of it. And I thought, is that right? And I went and read the bill yesterday, and he's right. As far as I read it, it's pretty clear. And it's not just high-density residential, multifamily. It's low-income is the key, that the state put this plan together, the Live Local Act, SB 102, that counties and municipalities, if you've got commercial zone property, it can be converted to high-density residential apartments, basically, up to the maximum height allowed under the current land use in that area, and there's nothing you can do about it. So if we had sold them the property, they could, by right, turn around and put apartments there, and we wouldn't have had any economic development out of that. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, thanks for joining us, as always. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, so, that's scary, weirdly, because, you know, this project's been in the works for so long, and all of a sudden a bill gets passed in Tallahassee that could have, had we not been paying attention, completely undone the whole point of the project, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it was when they passed that bill, it became a great concern for us, and we started strategizing how not to let that happen out there with OLFA. You know, it's the only piece of property we own that has the potential for that much economic development, and we wanted to make sure to preserve our ability to do that. And so Commissioner Bragash is exactly right, and that's exactly why we held back that 241 acres.
And the other slice of this, so now what we're doing moving forward is kind of the D.R. Horton portion of it at a much lower overall price, obviously, but it's for much less. It's like half the land, so of course that makes sense. But then the other part is basically going to become, and forgive me for using this terminology, but is going to become the northern half of OLFA will become basically another, industrial or commerce park that the county is going to own and rent out space on, right? Is that the idea? If this deal goes through.
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah, correct. If this deal goes through. But yes, you're right. That northern half, it's almost exactly the northern half, 241 acres, and it'll be used for light industrial, economic development. And we have Frank Reeder Road under design right now to reconstruct that road, make it a little bit wider, and then curb and gutter, heavier base for heavy axle loading for trucks coming in and out. Sidewalks, we're going to transform Frank Reeder Road down through there, which will give access to that northern half of the area there.
And so the back half, like you said, the Northern Road, Frank Reeder will then eventually, when the Beulah Road interchange with I-10 goes in, that'll be much quicker access right to I-10. They won't have to go out the front, won't have to go through 9 Mile and all of that. So, I mean, all of that makes sense to me. The one question and obviously I know a lot of ears perked up when he said they're requesting a bunch of amendments to the master plan. The pledge all along has been that the essence of the master plan would be honored, even if some tinkering around the edges might need to be done, which tinkering is not such a problem. You've now had a day to look it over. You'd said yesterday you would look it over and, have a better assessment. How much tinkering, how much change to the master plan, how feasible is it that this is actually going to happen? You tell me, what's your assessment?
Well, I think one of the things that's being requested is, a guarantee that the master plan or the ordinance will be modified. And, me and Allison were sitting down, we're talking. I said, I can't guarantee that. I mean, we get to change that ordinance no matter what the request is. Honestly, Andrew, I'll be honest with you, I think anybody who buys that property will have some requests similar. Because there really was no engineering involved in that master plan. And so there are some things that I think will need to be, promoted from a, just from a, not saying changing the use, something, or getting away from the spirit of the master plan, but there are some things I think that will need to be modified a little bit anyway. But, you know, going to a contract, when you go through changing that ordinance, I mean, it's public hearings, it's public input, you know, the board has to go through it. And so it's hard to promise something in a contract that we really have no control of until it happens.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be a challenge for us, and a few other things. But that to me, it's kind of, again, like I said, I can't promise the outcome of a public process because you see the meetings, you see how these things go,
yeah,
and where they land at sometimes. So it's just countering to that it'll be a challenge. But
okay.
What we're going to put a bullet point list together, me and Allison, the things in their proposals that we think are challenges, and then we'll have individual discussions with each commissioner, and then we'll see how we move after that.
Okay. And Allison Rogers, the county attorney. Is this really the only offer that we're working with right now, this one with D.R. Horton? Or are there really other interested parties that are still in the process?
Well, I keep hearing there are other interested parties. I did email some information out to a group earlier in the week. Same information I've emailed out to other folks. But as far as actual letters of interest, here's our offer. This is the only one we've had, yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, hang on for a second. Candy's got traffic for us.
And we're seeing a slowdown. This is in Destin, and it's over the bridge in Destin at Harbor Way, and it looks like it is blocked eastbound and westbound at this time. But that's the only thing I'm seeing right now. Certainly, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno. Wes saw a story in the paper, PNJ, talking about the Navy Point Park parking, and you know, look, that is a long, sprawling, beautiful county park, and the complaint, as I understand it, is that people are parking not just on the water side, the park side of the street, but also parking on the residential side and parking on people's lawns in the right-of-way, which they're allowed to do unless it's specifically prohibited. That's the nature of a right-of-way, and the request is not just to prohibit them parking on the property side, but to prohibit them parking on the park side, the water side as well. And look, you may not be able to say it this way, but to me, I'm like, I mean, it's a park. There's people are going to park there. I don't, you know, you may not like it, but that's, you don't get to have a county maintained park on a public street and also prohibit people from parking where there's not enough parking. I mean, am I missing something here?
Well, this was spurred, I think, from one incident out there. And it's kind of lit up a little bit. Me and my wife's friends, we used to walk the walking path over there. It's a great place to walk.
It's a fabulous park.
Great environment. It's fabulous. It's just a great space over there. And so parking, and I get it. I mean, people maintain their lawns, and just like me, I mow the county right away and stuff in front of my house. And you take care of your lawn, and you don't want somebody parking on it repeatedly, like the mailman. The mailman comes and delivers your mail and creates a mud hole right there in front of the mailbox,
Right.
And so, there should be some politeness about it. And I think maybe one incident kind of blew up a little bit, and now it's kind of spread out. So we're looking at solutions to try to remedy that, maybe creating, more parking area on the water side. A designated parking area in certain places. So we're looking at that option. And so we're still talking about it internally. And hopefully we'll be able to come to it with a solution that'll be acceptable for both the homeowners and the folks that are visiting the park. And I guess the challenge is the incident that blew up, this person lives there in the area. So it's not like he's coming from out of the area.
Mm, okay.
And so, can you walk to the park? Can you ride your bike to the park? I mean, you know what I'm saying? So But we're going to continue to work it, and hopefully we'll be able to come up with a solution that'll be accessible for everybody.
Well, and even if you wind up prohibiting parking on the resident side of the street, like, I mean, that's going to take signs put in their yards, you know, and would they want that? I mean, I personally wouldn't want that, but I get where they're coming from.
I get where they're coming from, but
what's your real answer here, too? So, hey, last thing I wanted to ask you about, Wes, is Santa Rosa County is today going to vote on, and I'm sure they're going to pass it 5-0, basically a proclamation trying to get NOAA to back off of its very restrictive boating rules for deep water boating in the Gulf, slow miles per, 10 knots and no night transits and, you know, all kinds of other stuff. It wouldn't affect most recreational boaters, but it will affect a substantial number of, you know, deep sea fishermen and things like that. Have you been looking at this and whether you might also join with them or issue a proclamation from our county as well?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. It is pretty restrictive. I think it's going to hurt your charter fishing industry pretty immensely, honestly. You figure from Pensacola and Santa Rosa and Okaloosa and Destin and all, you know, areas to the east, yeah. And really anybody who wants to troll from here to South Florida is going to affect. You know, in this area, you can only, you know, it's going to be a mapped out habitat zone, and you can only go 10 knots. Well, I live out in Beulah, and if I'm driving to work and my path is in a habitat zone, that means I'm going 11 and a half miles an hour from here to downtown.
Right.
I mean that's what you're doing, 11 and a half miles an hour. And if I get down there and work late, I can't come back because now it's dark.
Right.
It's that restrictive. And so some of these charter fishermen, you know, they try to get in two trips a day. So they take an early trip and they take a late trip, and then it's dark when they come back. Now they're running 11 and a half miles an hour, and now they're at risk of being tagged because they're in the habitat zone at night.
Right.
It's extremely restrictive. You know, I think it's going to have a devastating impact, honestly, on the local fishing tourism, you know, and in some of your restaurants and anybody who relies on that industry.
Right.
For income.
Well, good. I assume this is something that's going to come up in subsequent meetings. I look forward to the conversation. And, you know, more what I look forward to is the possibility of getting NOAA to back off. that's the real end goal.
Right, absolutely.
Glad to hear that y'all are working on that as well. Wes Moreno, he is the county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, as always, thanks for the time, and thanks for what you do for the county, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew. Thank you, and have a good day.
You bet. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
national average for a gallon of gas, 371. That's up. 365 in Florida. That's up. Mississippi, 317, up about 18 cents. 20 cents over the last week or so. California, 493. Good Lord. 335. That's 25, 30 cents up. In Navarre East, same price west at both of the Walmarts. 319 at the Circle K and Tiger Point. 343 is your best price in Gulf Breeze. One station's offering it at 359. No thanks. 339 at the Raceway in Milton. 329 at the P. Ridge Murphy. And then 339 going through Pace. So get it at the P. Ridge Murphy if you want to save the best price. 338 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market on 9 Mile. 327 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, at least for now. That price may go up. 319 at what used to be the TNC on Navy, but is now the, I always forget the name, the Gas and Go. That's right. Gas price is brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen. PeteMooreImports.com. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And again, the bridge in Destin over the Harbor Walk, that area, it looks like there's an accident and it is blocked east and westbound this morning. I know it's a little out of the listening area, but certainly use caution wherever you are. I'm not showing any other accidents. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, certainly text it in. This is brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. So see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Text in your traffic tips, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A history-making launch of the SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket was scrubbed. The rocket was scheduled for liftoff last night at the Kennedy Space Center, carrying the largest communication satellite ever built. The launch was called off just 1 minute before liftoff. The next launch window will be later tonight. Authorities say three Marines that were found dead in a car in North Carolina at a gas station apparently died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsies were done yesterday. The bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hampstead, about an hour away from where the Marines were stationed.
But we still don't know how, why, like, intentional, right. Unintentional. It's still a super weird story.
It was at a convenience store,
yeah.
Right?
It was at a convenience
so
store,
weird.
Yeah. It's very odd how crazy. The carbon monoxide poisoning actually happened.
Yeah.
And then the use of conversion therapy to try to convert LGBTQ people to being heterosexual is now banned in Michigan for minors. That legislation was signed yesterday, making Michigan the 22nd state to outlaw it. And so that was signed yesterday. Apparently, according to the Trevor Project, they say 15% of minors in the state had been threatened with or subjected to that therapy last year. I'm not sure on that statistic, but that's according to the Trevor Project.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for...
Candy's getting ready to put this in, and then I'll press this button. Future news.
Future news? That's when we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right. Sudden concern popped up yesterday that First SOW, the Special Operations Wing of AFSOC, Air Force Special Operations Command at Hurlburt, might leave and go to Arizona and take its 16,000-ish people and the Ospreys and the gunships and the Reapers and everything else that operates out of there with them. Do you think that happens or do you think it stays?
I think it stays.
I mean, I really hope it stays. That would be economically devastating for that area and
Absolutely,
just militarily.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with Florida. There's the allegation is this is political to put them into a swing state that might benefit the president. That's kind of, God, I hope that doesn't happen. Mitch McConnell, is he going to be okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope. But, he is still aged. I mean, he's 81, and things.
So sad.
People have
that
things
sad.
Happen when they're old. Yeah. OLF-8, do you think this deal does go through? Do you think they keep the master plan basically intact and, they kind of relent on their demands to change it?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. I think Horton really wants that property, and I think they'll realize that it's worth having, even if they don't get everything they want. And will we prohibit the NOAA rules?
Dependable traffic.